you hit just about hit 70, so good numbers tonight.
On the defensive end there in the first half, we gave up way too many points on threes of helping when we shouldn't be helping, and they're getting kick-out threes. But that's something I need to work a little bit on at practice. And offensively, I mean, we're still putting points up on the board, and, you know, we didn't shoot very well there in the first half. Left a lot of points off the board, but, you know, when it's sitting there like 12, 14-point game there in the third quarter, you know, our guys are resilient. They just kept going, and, you know, Brogabow just got worn down. They want to play fast, but, you know, when we're playing nine to their seven guys, and, you know, we're used to playing that way too, it kind of worn them down.
Bob and I were both wondering, they can't keep this shooting up, and they didn't second half. They only had like two or three, a couple of threes that second half.
They had 0 points in the last 7 minutes of the game, then the last minute they scored nine. So, you know, although obviously the scores, you know, take care of, the game's over, we still want to finish games. It's just having that mindset, and, you know, that might not be a big deal, but here, some game you're up nine with a minute left, that is a big deal. So, you know, we need to finish a little bit better. That's kind of been what we've been doing all year, but thankfully we've done the work in the first 3.5 quarters to where we had a good enough cushion. But that probably goes on me, though. We got to situation it.
1-4 out of the last five. Got a nice thing going right now.
Yeah, you know, we're 7-3. It's where we were sitting last year. And like I told the kids, we've got an opportunity this week to match last year's win total, and it's got to be one game at a time. They're all winnable games, but, you know, Gothenburg comes in on Friday, and they're going to be young, but they're going to be confident, and they would be a lot like a Broken Bow team, probably not having a big guy like Bo did, but as you know, all of our conference teams, they come and play us. We're a Class B team. Those are bonus points. They're not intimidated to come play us, and they get motivated, and we always get everybody's best shot. So we got to be ready to go on Friday.
Yep, Swedes lost their top three scorers for Coach Kane, so he's got some new guys kind of leading the way.
Yeah, he's got – it helps when your own blood, you make your own players, and he's got twins that are freshmen that play for him, and one of them starts, and a lot of common names that they've had over the last couple of years have little brothers coming up, and – they have learned how to win the last few years. They've been pretty solid, and nothing's getting changed this year. They remind me a lot of us last year, where it's a good mix of experience and some younger guys, and not a whole lot of seniors.